This is Leo Babeu for KTWH. I have an opportunity this morning to talk to Jose Leon. Welcome back to Community Radio, Jose. You're a multimedia kind of guy, but I'm grateful to catch you today at the end of this year to talk about how things are going with our Two Harbors Public Access Community Television. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. It's not very many years ago. I mean, it's really back to the beginning of 2022 when people were really wanting to be able to keep tabs on their community happenings. There were a lot of things at play in the city of Two Harbors, on our city council, with our mayor, with interest in all kinds of things going on. Jose, and you just stepped up, and I won't say out of nowhere, you have a background in this, and you stepped up, and at this point, you are wearing some hats. You are the I guess you'd be the CEO of Two Harbors Media. That's an LLC. I don't know if you get to be a CEO.
Yeah, it's just a DBA, actually.
Doing business as. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. And and you are really the contractor coordinating our Two Harbors Public Access Community Television. People that go to thpact.org. There's another fancy website name that you explained to me. But the gist of it is that you are coordinating all of these things happening where people have the ability to watch live city council meetings. And you have also been recording things like the school board meetings. They are all cataloged and available for streaming on demand at the site. Do you want to lead me through how we got here, Jose, before we talk about where we're going?
Sure, Leo. I can lead you through it. You gave me 12 minutes, but I don't know about
that. I know. Anyway. I'll start the stopwatch right now.
All right.
It's a go.
So I actually attended a city council meeting, and actually was the meeting that they announced the tall ships. It was the very first mention of tall ships to the public. I was just there to record it for my wife because she was at work, and she kind of wanted to see what they talked about. That was kind of the start of it. That was the first time I'd ever attended any of those meetings or paid any attention to any of that. That was kind of when things blew up with the mayor and stuff in town. And so I started going down there with my camera and recording it because people like to see that first one. And here we are. So the city saw what I was doing and said they needed somebody to manage public access. The previous person had retired. So I figured out how to do it. So I got in there, got everything working, and it was strictly Channel 13 on MediaCom cable in Two Harbors. So I don't know how many people could watch it. I didn't know anybody that even had cable TV.
As a guy who lives out of town, I was once on the school board, and I used to ask people, have you seen any of our meetings on this public access? And I couldn't find anyone who was getting cable, Jose. So
yeah,
to me, it was kind of a rumor
that
the channel existed.
So I got that going, and right away figured that there's got to be a way to get this online. And a lot of cities have a YouTube channel. Two Harbors didn't really want to put their stuff on YouTube just because you don't have control over the commercials that play during your content on YouTube. So with our equipment that the previous person that the city purchased, and that was purchased through, I think, some COVID grants, we were able to get the service going to be online. So I figured, well, let's get that going so that we can have all this online and have full control of the content within our own physical location. And so we were able to do that. And so now we have full online presence. You can get us on Roku, Apple TV, Roku Fire TV or Fire Stick, one of those two, and on the internet.
And did you tell me that there's somewhere online where you help guide people to how they would use their Fire Stick or Roku to dial up our streaming?
I think I have some information on the city's website. It's been about a year since we set it up, so I'm not exactly sure.
We're not guaranteeing it, folks.
Yeah, but the city is updating their website, so there is updates coming. So that will change, and we will get new information on there. There is a procedure handbook for public access that is very old. It's videotapes and stuff like that in there. So that needs to be updated.
But anybody who has access to the internet through your laptop, your phone, whatever device you're using these days, it's pretty darn easy to put in thpact.org, and there it is.
Yep.
It has a schedule of programming through the day that one can access. It has video on demand of last week's council meeting and the most recent school board meeting. You're not delivering school board meeting coverage live, but it is recorded and put up on the site.
Yep. Anything that doesn't happen in the council chambers is recorded. So like the county meetings and the school board meetings are recorded and then put up later.
Well, there are three or four county commissioner meetings a month. Are you at all of those or
no,
just a couple?
I only do the Lake County Action meetings, which are biweekly, and those happen in Two Harbors.
Okay.
The other meetings happen throughout the county.
Yeah.
And it's quite honestly, it's a Two Harbors city website or city public access. It's not a countywide operation. It's for the
right.
city.
Which
so I just want to cover the action meetings because the action meetings are where they actually take the action. The other meetings, they discuss things, but they don't actually take action to approve things.
A bit like city council has an agenda meeting at 5 before their regular council meetings.
Yeah.
Where they discuss but don't act, usually, if I'm understanding right,
yeah,
what an agenda meeting is.
The county has meetings throughout the county. They'll have, like, at the highway system, they'll have them up in Fall Lake.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. As and, I understand, they have one a month in a rotating location.
Yeah. And I don't go to those. I have been to one or two that were here in town at the highway thing, just because there was a presentation that was going on. So I figured, well, I'll go and cover that. But I don't go out of Two Harbors to cover anything except for I do go every other month up to Silver Bay for the school board meeting. That alternates between Silver Bay and Two Harbors.
Right.
Because they do action and it does affect Two Harbors citizens and students.
So as long as there's this overlap with Two Harbors, that comes under your purview because I don't know what kind of complex agreement you have about
and
what you do and
don't really
cover.
Have too complex of agreement. It's kind of I do what I feel is right and the city trusts me that I'm doing the right thing.
And so far so good?
So far so good. Everything
no butting of the heads yet over that content?
Yeah, everything's going pretty good.
Wonderful. You also have a number of other programs that you source and you explain to me, could you explain to the listeners how that content got requested and put on air? I don't know if you can do it in a short explanation because it's pretty intricate.
Well, I mean, anybody can request content and if they give me access that's a timely access, then it's up to me to then, fulfill their request. I've played some shows from a person out in California who records things for public access. We actually run some church services out of a place in New York. They've sent in a form and requested their service. They send me the link to their content and we're able to play it. But I also download things from a service called PEG Media, which is PEG, P-E-G Media. PEG stands for Public Education and Government. That's what public access is all about. So there's a clearinghouse of programming from public access stations all throughout the country that upload content there. Most of it you have to pay for. Some of it you don't. I don't pay for any of it. We get free content.
You're selective.
But we do. But the selective content is high quality. Yeah. It's usually produced out of like the Boston area, New York City, LA, Chicago. I mean, those are the big budget production places. And so we get, a lot of timely content, White House Chronicle weekly updates. I play horror movies at midnight every night on TV.
Is that by request of some party?
No, not necessarily. I just think it's kind of,
Diversifying the content
of the day. Well, it's 2 hours of free content every day that you can get from this PEG Media place. And
got it.
So with that, and I also download some new shows, Democracy Now! We run that. Actually, I run that 4 times every day.
And that's a daily news show out of New York.
Yeah, that's a daily news show. New York, I guess. I run, when the Minnesota Senate's in session, we usually run a lot of those sessions. I run the Minnesota Capitol Report, which is a weekly news show.
Okay.
Get a news show from the Voice of America. They usually put out a weekly news show. Sometimes it's every 2 weeks. And I get other content from Department of Defense, Department of State. I try and run Department of State daily press briefings if they have them. They usually don't do them every day, but usually you can catch those within 24 hours of them happening.
So you're having to juggle as programming not always available becomes available. So you're manipulating the system a lot to keep it.
Yep, all the programming on there is 100% basically by me, or you know, requested and organized by me, or the few things that some people have requested.
And it's full every hour of the day there is content?
Most hours. I try and keep it going between 6 in the morning and till 2 in the morning.
Okay.
So at midnight, it's a two-hour horror thing, and then it comes back on.
The server gets a rest for an hour or two is what you're saying.
Yeah, it gets 4 hours.
And you do too. You don't have to find something for 3 a.m.
Yeah. Then you get to listen to piano music on the bulletin board during that time, which is most of it is Eddie Ojard.
Okay. So. Good to know. I've heard of him. So this has been pretty demanding, I would say, of your time. And I know that your wife, Kim, is probably a diligent assistant of yours, but otherwise, do you hire people? I mean, you can't always be everywhere.
Yeah, I'm always everywhere.
You are? Okay.
This is all 100% labor love from myself. I haven't had anybody else producing any content. I shouldn't say that. Richard from here at the radio gave me a hour-long program.
Oh, Richmond Scharf.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Yep. And I think he'll probably produce some other things.
Okay.
I do run some other shows, just trying to get interest in other things. I run some woodworking shows and some different cooking shows and health shows that are produced by other public access stations throughout the country. And that kind of maybe would give somebody, spark an interest in somebody. Hey, I could do a cooking show, or
yes,
I could do a woodworking show, or a lumberjacking show, or fishing show. It would be awesome to get something like that from around here.
The sky could be the limit. Community radio is an example of people coming together who think they have some programming ideas, and you've already got Jose coordinating. All you need to do is bring an idea and probably get some good coaching and production help. Fair enough to say that, Jose?
Yeah. We can get your content online on our website and help you build a YouTube channel of your own or whatever.
So you've been pursuing, though, this community media for a year and a half, 2 years, and you had a life event back at the beginning of November, a little bit of a health event that probably is causing you to reckon with, like I said, you can't necessarily continue at this pace indefinitely, and there are some great ideas out there waiting to be done. I read in the Lake County Press a few weeks ago, Kitty Mayo speaking to you about the opportunities that there might be for somebody to take on some of the responsibilities or help you out. You want to make an appeal or explain to people what you might have in mind?
It would be great to get some public involvement in producing content, helping with the meetings, learning how the media equipment works. We do have all very new equipment. It all integrates very nice in with Zoom. And
what kind of technology knowledge do they need? Maybe useful to think about.
It would help to learn some of the, we do have state-of-the-art modern technology equipment, and it would definitely help to help a person produce their own social media content.
Well, social media content,
yeah.
You're talking about the medium of the Two Harbors Public Access, or
if you were to produce, come in and help and learn how to run the equipment to produce content for public access, that would maybe spur ideas into your own life other than public access.
Okay. So this could be transferable to other realms.
Yeah, definitely transferable to other realms to help with, you know, some school content, social club content, art club content.
Right, right. Various organizations, nonprofits, and community groups could use a person like that who would get some training and build up their capacity working with you, Jose.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not saying I'm, you know, the quintessential professional or anything like that, but a little bit of extra quality just seems to really help a lot with your social media content. Shaky phone video isn't what everybody wants to see all the time. And
exactly. Well, can I toot your horn and a little bit KTWH's horn by pointing out to people, if they want to see what a nice quality local video production is like, our featured focused artists on the KTWH YouTube channel, which are kind of your baby.
Yeah, yeah. We started that for KTWH.
We have several dozen artists now chronicled.
Yeah.
20-plus-minute sessions.
I'm thinking must be about 40 or so.
Wow.
40-some.
Okay.
And we do have a few more in the can. You mentioned I had a little issue a couple months back, so I'm a little bit set back in my video editing. But we do have, I think, 3 artists in the can and a couple more scheduled. So it is a continuing thing. I'm hoping that by springtime I'll be a little bit more up to speed with the things that I was doing and be back into gear to get caught up.
Yeah, and if you got a colleague to work with, that person could also haul some gear maybe.
yeah, haul some gear. The gear's not heavy. It's the stuff is light.
It's lightweight. Small. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's that.
But you know, sometimes you have to carry it a ways. We did do,
yeah.
We have done some ones in some different locations. Last one we recorded was at a off-the-grid cabin and to haul everything out there and run everything on batteries. And
sort of like you're the backpacking video crew. Yeah, I see.
Yeah, yeah. Now, and that was the first one that we did since I had my little issue here. So I didn't do a whole lot of lifting, so that was kind of nice. So I'm going to, yeah, somebody young and strong sure would be nice to work with.
Well, it seems, Jose, you, in exchange for someone you could help out with equipment, logistic, you have a lot to offer people in terms of an experience. And just the collaboration with somebody else, the ideas that flow can really grow. And like you said, community groups and lots of folks that have never considered what they could get out of a video presence might find out that there's a lot more we could be sharing with each other around the community.
Yeah, it's all about networking.
We've been speaking with Jose Leon today on KTWH about Two Harbors Public Access Community Television. Jose, all I can say is you've made a huge difference in, I think, elevating the community conversations and awareness, and you should be, I'm saluting you for it. Every time I've worked with you on doing a simultaneous broadcast on the radio and the community television, I have been very impressed by the attention you pay to detail and how much you care about what people get to see and the quality. So thanks so much for that.
Thank you. That means a lot. That means a lot. I try and do the right thing and try and earn everybody's respect. So it means a lot.
Nothing but good wishes for 2024. The sky could be the limit on this, so I hope people... How can people get a hold of you if somebody's interest is peaked today, Jose?
I'm sure my email address is on the city's website, on the Two Harbors City's website, but my email address is pact@twoharborsmn.gov. PACT stands for Public Access Community Television, and thpact.org is Two Harbors Public Access Community Television.
Excellent. Great place to end it with way to people can reach out to you, Jose. Thank you and best wishes for the new year.
Thank you.
Bye now. We've been speaking today with Jose Leon, private citizen who stepped up to become a videographer and producer of content for the Two Harbors Public Access Community Television online channel, which you can find by entering thpact.org in your browser. Check out the full schedule of programming. You'll be able to witness live Two Harbors City Council meetings, agenda meetings, and regularly scheduled meetings, as well as special meetings and public hearings. All that. One person got that going for our city, and you should take advantage of it. This is Leo for KTWH.